monster to patients. It's a really good example of the uses other than food that GM crops can have, like the poplar trees.
Oh, yes. The GM poplar trees they're working on should really do a lot to persuade people just how good this type of biotechnology can be.
That's right. I mean, imagine they're creating a tree that can soak up contaminants like heavy metals right out of the soil. A tree like that could totally eradicate our environmental problems.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you will have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 8 to 10.
I think articles like this can be very useful to show the general public that biotechnology shouldn't be feared.
Yes, this article certainly covered just about every new crop under development. It's good to have the very latest information. Things have changed a great deal over the last few years.
That's right. It could have been a little more balanced in its approach, though, don't you think?
I suppose there was only one side presented. People do need to have all of the facts, and this article didn't really provide them, did it?
No, but it did provide a very convincing argument for GM crops. It mentioned all of the main benefits, such as increased crop yields.
Yes, but there was a particular emphasis on pesticide use and the impact this will have on farmers. In many countries, pesticides are sprayed manually and over time can be very harmful to the users.
That's right. And it's a far more important impact to focus on than increased profits.
But I do think the public has a right to know about the potential problems of GM crops as well. Many scientists still have concerns.
Well, there is the concern that these crops will spread uncontrollably and affect natural crops.
But I'm more concerned about the studies showing children may develop a severe allergic reaction to these foods.
That's something that definitely needs to be researched thoroughly. Tests they've done so far on rats have shown that we can't really predict what impact these foods will have in the long term.
I think there's a long way to go yet.
Track 30.
You will hear two university lecturers discussing an article about genetically modified crops. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, John. Did you see that article in Nature magazine about genetically modified crops?
Yeah, I've just read it. Some of the research results were pretty incredible.
They've made some amazing advances, haven't they?
What I was impressed with was the fact that the emphasis has gone from increased profits to more environmental issues.
That's right. Take the research on the maize crop they mentioned. It was described as being wildlife friendly, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's good to see GM crops that won't have a detrimental effect on nearby livestock.
The research on the GM soya bean crop was promising as well. Apparently, it's designed to be resistant to weeds, so farmers don't need to spray any nasty chemicals to remove them.
Which is great, because for something like wheat, this can drive down the cost of food and improve the quality of the water supply as well.
And it's not just weeds these new GM crops can guard against. I was interested to read what they're doing with potato crops.
It said they're aiming to introduce an antifreeze that's found naturally in fish into the potato crops so that they can withstand extreme temperatures. That'd be a huge advantage for remote areas that struggle through harsh winter conditions.
I agree. Another GM crop that could help poorer areas is the rice crop they're developing. It's such a staple food in many areas, and the plan is to create a crop that contains a richer supply of nutrients.
Yes. In particular, they're trying to produce a rice crop that'll supply high levels of vitamin A.
But these crops can have other uses beyond basic nutrition. Did you read about their planned use for tomatoes?
Yes, that was amazing. They plan to use tomatoes to transport medicines, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Transporting vaccines isn't easy because they're so fragile. So they're hoping to make an edible vaccine using tomatoes that'll be easier to ship, store, and even administer.